Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin, Daf Tzadik, and we will begin on Daf Tzadik Omer Aleph at the top of the Amid at the Mishnah. As Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we are zoicha to make a siyum on our Masechta. So, we've been learning in Masechta, the subject of the Masechta being Gittin, and the question is, under what circumstances may a person divorce his wife? Torah Kedosha says, Kikach ish isha, if a man marries a woman, or bala, and they have relations, v'hoya im tzimtzachem be'inav, if she doesn't find favor in his eyes anymore, ki matzba evrestava, he discovered that she acted immorally, v'kosala sefer krisis, he writes a get, v'nosen biyoda, and that's how they get divorced. Says the Mishnah, B'Shem Ha'imrim Le'igarish Adam Asishtai, a person may not divorce his wife. Elm Kain Matzba Erestava. Only if he found that she acted immorally. As the Pasuk says, we just read it. Shenemar Ki Matzba Erestava. Of course, as we're going to see, the definition of Matzba Erestava has really two definitions. One is simple, Matzba Erestava, that she did something which is usur, she had relations that she may not have. Others, pshat, as we're going to see, is not necessarily that she had a relation that she's not allowed to have, but it means that she acted in an immoral fashion. And that's enough for them to be allowed to get divorced. So Chedush Erun brings a question that his son, Rav Avraham Motcha, who was the father of the Sfas Emes, asked, we've learned many times, we actually learned Masechta Ketubos, and the Gemara Masechta Ketubos says that the reason Chazal instituted a ksuba is shleikal be'enav leitziyai, in order to avoid that a husband should not be able to easily divorce a wife. So he asked, according to Beis Hillel, that as we're going to learn in a moment, that you could divorce the wife for any reason, so we can understand why Beis Hillel wants a ksuba instituted as a deterrent to a divorce, that a husband shouldn't be quick to divorce his wife. But according to Beis Shammai, who we just learned, says they were only allowed to divorce a wife and matzva ervas dover, so why would we want to have a deterrent, a ksuba, from getting them divorced? Says, so actually, this wasn't the first, he's not the first to ask the question. The Chasam Sofer, in the beginning of our Masechta, asked this question, quotes his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, who asked this question. And then Reb Nosson Adler, based on this, says, from here we have a proof. There's a machloikas that often comes up in Shas, is the obligation of a ksuba midrabbanan, as we just said, to serve a deterrent from them getting divorced, or is the obligation of a ksuba a chiv deraisa? Says the Reb Nosson Adler, it must be that Beis Shammai's opinion is that the ksuba is a deraisa. But then the Chidah asks a question. The Chidah asks, we know that one of the women that a kohen may not marry is a zayna. So he asks, if matzba ervas dover, so that makes the woman into a zayna. So why is there a need for a special pasuk to teach us that the kohen may not marry a grusha? If a kohen to Beis Shammai, the only time you're allowed to divorce your wife is matzba ervas dover, so she is a zayna. So if she's a zayna, so then anyway the kohen may not marry her. So the Chidah says that the Gemara often says that kol ayotze lemechema, that whoever would go out to war would write a get for his wife, that chas v'shalom, she shouldn't have to remain an aguna. So says the Chidah, even Beis Shammai, who were learning the halacha, that you could only divorce your wife, kimatz b'arvas dover, doesn't disagree with this halacha, that when they went out to war, they divorced the wives. And if that's the case, so that wife obviously did not do anything that should make her into a zayna. And that's why the Torah had to say that will create an environment that will be the case where Kain can't marry because she's a grusha, even though she's actually not a zayna. Beis Hillel disagrees. Afilu hegdichay tafshilay, even if she burnt the food that they have for supper, says the Gemara. Shenema kimotzba erves tavar. Shenema kimotzba erves tavar. The Gemara and Beis Hillel is going to teach us there are two reasons one can get divorced. One is that because of erva, the wife acting in a moral fashion, and the other reason is davar, for any reason. The Mishnah Melech says that the halacha is that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are not telling us that you have to get divorced, or that according to Beis Shammai, you only may get divorced kimatzah b'erves davar. The point that's being made is this is a good enough reason to get divorced. But of course, if they got divorced, then get is a get under all circumstances. So higdichay tafshilay, pashup shah means she burnt the dinner. The Meiri says that it doesn't mean that she necessarily burnt the dinner. That higdichay tafshilay means that the home is not being run the way a Jewish home should be run. Higdichay tafshilay means it's an organized home. So the Mefarshim ask, I saw many Mefarshim ask this question. Throughout Shas, the halacha is, we know the Beis Hillel is the Mekel, Beis Hillel is always lenient, and Beis Shammai is Machmer. In today's Mishnah, we find that all of a sudden, Beis Shammai is the Machmer. Beis Shammai is saying, you can't just get divorced. You have to have a good reason to get divorced. And Beis Hillel is saying, even Agdicha Tafshiloi. How do we understand this consistent with their opinion throughout Shas? So I saw from the Majid Zareba beautiful teretz. The Majid Zareba says that actually Beis Hillel is the one that's being nice. Because if a woman gets divorced and you follow the opinion of Beis Shammai, everybody's going to say she must have done something very terrible that the husband's divorcing her. And if that's going to be the case, people are going to say this woman is an immoral woman. But according to Beis Hillel, that even have a Gdicha Tafshiloi, so if a couple gets divorced, it's not going to cause that everybody should say that this woman must have done something absolutely horrible, and therefore her honor will be preserved. Rabbi Yosef Zonnenfeld said that what's pshat in Beis Hillel? Gdicha Tafshiloi, so somebody's wife burnt dinner, and for that, Beis Hillel says they should get divorced. How do we understand that? So he quoted his mother, whose mother said that actually what the Mishnah is teaching us is that if you have a woman whose husband is so not understanding, that unfortunately she burnt supper and he can't deal with that, the best advice, says Beis Hillel, I could give that wife is get divorced. I saw another pshat that the Kutner Rav says. He says that there are three types of women. If there's a woman, sometimes a woman, the dinner gets burnt. And what does she do? She scrapes off the part that isn't so good anymore and takes it for herself. And the part that's still good, she gives to the husband, that her husband shouldn't feel. So the husband shouldn't have to eat something which is burnt. There's a second type of woman. It says, we have burnt dinner. There's a part that's burnt, there's a part that's not burnt. Let's divide it. We'll both have some good and we'll both have some bad. And then there's a third type of woman. That if dinner gets burnt, what she does is she tells her husband, you eat the burnt part and I'll eat the good part. So he explains, that's the woman Beis Hillel says, Higdichai Tavshiloi. If she keeps the good part for herself and tells the husband, you eat the bad part, then the halacha is that such a wife that only thinks about herself and doesn't think about her husband, the best thing is that they should get divorced. Another pshat that I saw, the Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis,
says Ein peretz yoytzes veintzvachah berbaseinu. So the Gemara says, what does that pasuk come to teach us? That we daven Hakadosh Baruch Hu shloyilon ben hamachdiyot tavshiloi berabim. We shouldn't have a son who publicly acts improperly. So he explains what does the Mishnah mean when Basilus says higdichay tavshiloi. He says the definition of the higdichay tavshiloi is that she didn't raise the children properly. And because she didn't raise the children properly, which is the wife who's primarily responsible to raise the children properly, and if she doesn't do so, then they should separate. The Meiri says that Hegdicha Tavshiloi means that the wife doesn't act according to the husband's wishes. And the Chasam Sofer explains, what does that mean? That if a husband sees that he and his wife don't have matching personalities, don't have matching goals in life, then that couple, that's what Basil says, if they can't have this compatibility, if a husband and wife, unfortunately, can't have compatibility, then the halacha is, Basil says, they should get divorced. Kiv Aymer, afilo motza acheres noyim meno, even if he finds another wife more appealing to him, Rav Kiva holds that even that's a good enough reason to get divorced. Says the Pri Chodosh, let's watch Rav Kiva's word. Rav Kiva says, shouldn't get divorced. He could get divorced if he found a nicer wife, but he may not get divorced by a wife for a prettier wife. The Marajdam says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagreed with Rabbi Kiva only by a nesua. When they had nesuin, then they shouldn't get divorced just because Motzei Hinoyim Minah. But by Erisin, the halacha is, says the Marajdam, they would agree that this is a fair reason to get divorced, even according to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The Mishnah Lamelech disagrees. And the Mishnah Lamelech says that it's Rabbi Kiva that introduces this reason for a couple to get divorced. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel don't agree with Rabbi Kiva. So the question here is, Beis Hillel says that even Akdisha Tavshiloi, he's allowed to divorce his wife. And the Torah Tamim explains that Akdisha Tavshiloi means that she deliberately burnt the food. A woman who acts in such a terrible manner that she deliberately does something like that, that is a reason to get divorced. And it opens up an interesting question that the Chasam Sofer discusses, and that is if someone, Rachman Slan, has a wife who acts in such a manner, what does Beis Hillel mean to say, acts in such a manner deliberately? Does Beis Hillel mean to say they may get divorced, or is there a halacha that they may get divorced? On one hand, the Gemara says that even if somebody has a difficult wife, the fact that they raise our children and prevent us from doing avarice is a good enough reason to stay married. Others say that, no, a wife that acts in such a fashion deliberately should not be kept together. However, one thing that does come up that I saw Darcha Shulchan discusses and others discuss, which is a case that we've discussed many times in our Masechta, and that is sometimes a husband divorces his wife because he's concerned that his wife should not fall to Yibum, to Chalitza. So they're not getting divorced because they don't get along. On the contrary, they're getting divorced because he cares for her. And when you have a couple that's getting divorced, when the husband's divorcing his wife because he cares for her and he doesn't want her to fall to Yibam and Chalitza, that's not the case that Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Rabbi Kiva are discussing. There, everybody would agree that they may get divorced. Tanya Amar Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. V'loi k'fa nemar. Doesn't the pasuk say dover? And from the word dover, doesn't it mean that for any reason a couple may get divorced? Amar Beis Shammai. Which seems to indicate that they only could get divorced if Chas v'Shalom there's a Dvar Erva. Amal Beis Hillel, Im Nemen Ervas, if the Torah said Ervas, V'loi Nover Dover, Hayisem Shum Ervatetze, the only legitimate reason you could get divorced is because the wife acted immorally, Mishum Dover, for other reasons, Loi Tetze. Lekach Nema Dover, that's why the Torah says Dover, that even for other reasons, you may get divorced. And then he continues to say, Beis Hillel, Vila Nema Dover, V'loi Nema Ervas, if the Torah only used the word Dover, not Ervas, Hayisem Mishum Dover, if a woman got divorced because she didn't act properly with a husband, not she's a woman that may marry another husband. But if the woman acted immorally, not only should he divorce her, she should not be allowed to marry anyone else. That's why the Torah says that even if the divorce was because of ervas, even if the divorce was because she acted immorally, the halach is they still may remain, she still may get remarried. So Beis Hillel has given us a good explanation why the Torah uses the word erva and the word dover. How will Beis Shammai explain this? Beis Shammai, hi dover my avdalei, why do they use the word dover? To teach us, nema kan dover, the Torah says here the word dover, nema lahalan, by saying testimony, the Torah uses the word dover, Shenemar, as the pasuk says, because the pasuk says, "Al pishnei edim, al pishloish edim, yakum davar." Ma'al halan b'shnei edim. You always edus is only accepted with two edim. Afkam b'shnei edim. And as I saw the mefarshim explain, since there's a rule that we often quote that the halacha is that eid echad nemar b'isurim, so we see that in certain areas the Torah does rely on Eid Echad. And maybe we would say that Be'erva is one of the places where you could rely even on Eid Echad. That's why the Torah says this Gzeirah Shava to teach us that that is not the case. And the halacha is you have to have Eidim by every Dvar Ever. Beis Hillel says the Gemara, why does Beis Hillel not agree with Beis Shammai's Limud? They say, Miksiv, does the Pasuk say Erva Bedover? That we would learn from there that that whenever you have an erva, you have to have dover. It says erva stover, so your limit doesn't seem to work. Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, according to you, the word erva and the word dover ought to be separated, because erva is a reason to get divorced, and dover is a reason to get divorced. So now the Torah, if that's what the Torah meant to say, then the Torah should have said, oi erva, oi dover. That's what the Torah should have said. The fact that the Torah didn't express it that way is a proof that erva and dover goes together, not to be separated. Or Beis Hillel, how does Beis Hillel defend themselves? Lochiksiv erva dover, the meshtama hachi or meshtama hachi. The deed, the Torah used the word erva dover because the Torah wanted to teach us both limudim. The Torah wanted to teach us that you could get divorced whether it was a situation of erva or whether it was a situation of dover. That's one limud that the Torah wants to teach us. And the other limud that the Torah wants to teach us is that by dvar erva, you always need to have two edim. The mashmahachi and mashmahachi to teach us both limudim. Rav Kivama, we learned in the Mishnah, afila motza acheres, even if you found another wife nicer, you could marry the other wife, divorce your first wife. Says the Gemara, b'mayna kamefki. Says the Gemara, what is the basis of the machlokes? Says the Gemara, with Rish Lakish. They're arguing over what Rish Lakish taught us. Amar Rish Lakish, ki misham mishpar b'lashoynus. The Torah uses the word ki very often, and it can be meant many different words. It can mean if. It can mean dilma, maybe. It can mean ella. It can mean only. And it can mean the ha, because. So Beis Shammai hold the way to understand the pasuk is v'haya lim simtzel chayim beinav. The wife doesn't find favor in the husband's eyes, and the Torah uses the word ki motzba erves davar. You know why she doesn't find favor? The motzba erves davar, because he found her acting in such a way. That's why she doesn't find favor by him. Rekiva savar ki motzba erves davar. Says the Gemara that the Kimatzah Ervas Dover, if he finds Ervas Dover, That means you could divorce your wife because of her because she no longer finds favor. Inami, and another reason is kimatz arvastava. So that means that the key is not telling us that because the Torah is giving us options, and the Torah is giving us different options when a husband may divorce his wife. Amalei Rava, Papa Rava, Leimatz by Leiv Leidover. What will be the halacha if a husband did not find that his wife acted immorally, he did not find anything wrong with his wife, and he divorced her? Mahu, what is the din? Do we force him to remarry her or not? Amalei, so Rava said to her Papa, Midigali Rachmana, the Torah teaches us a special halacha gabei oinus, that if somebody violated a woman, then the Torah says, if somebody violated a narab sula, the halacha is that he has to marry her. And the Torah HaKadosh says, la yucha l'shalcha kol yomav. What does that mean? Kol yomav v'hachsakai. He can't divorce her, and if he happens to divorce her, he has to take her back. So what do we learn from there? Hasam hu d'gali rechmana. It's there where the Torah tells us this special new rule that you have to stay with this wife under those circumstances. Aval hocha, if somebody divorced his wife, even though he shouldn't have had divorced his wife because he didn't have a legitimate reason to do so, the halacha is my David of it. But of course, all the Rishonim point out that of course no one has a right to divorce a wife for no good reason. The Chroinim ask that Rav is the man d'omer throughout Shas, particularly the Gemara beginning of Masechta Temura, Daftal Rama Beis, that says, Kol d'omer rachmana lo savid, that anything that the Torah said you shouldn't do, I ovid lo mahani. So ask the Chroinim, here the Torah says that because you didn't find a good reason to divorce her, you shouldn't divorce her. So why would Rava, we're learning Rava's opinion, hold that it's a legitimate divorce? So the Bnei Yeshua says that when is there a halacha of kol milsa d'amar rachmana l'savid i'avad l'imahani? He says that is applicable when the Torah says a lav, when the Torah says an outright lav not to do it. Here, even though we're learning now that one should not divorce a wife unless there's a good reason, but there's no lav attached to it. So says the Pnei Yeshua, if there's no lav attached, we don't say the rule of kol milsa d'amar rachmana l'savid i'avad l'imahani. Says the Gemara, Amalei Mashash L'Rova, Im Liba L'Garsha, if somebody has intention to divorce his wife, he Yeshevas Tachtav Misham Shemay, and she's serving him, Mahu, is there something wrong with that? Karlei, so he says, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Atachrish Areyach Ra, V'yosh L'Betach Itach. Your friend thinks that you're acting, that you're getting along with him, and really you have terrible plans against him. So says the Ravid, that means if he told his wife that this is my intention, and even though he told his wife this is my intention, she still serves him, then nothing wrong was done. The Ravid also says that the Gemara speaks about one may not have relations with somebody who is a grushas alev. The definition of a grushas alev is what we just learned, someone that there's an intention to divorce. So says the Ravid that that's only regarding having intentions, having bia. He says that's not what our Gemara is discussing. Our Gemara is discussing them living together, not having relations. Tanya Yermei Omer, Shem Shadeus B'machel, just like there are different opinions regarding food, Kach Deus B'noshim. There are different types of women and the way they behave. And the Gemara explains itself. Yesh l'chadam, there are people, shezvuv neifel l'tech kaisai, a fly falls into the cup. V'zarkai, he throws it away, v'enish yaseyu. Zui made this papas ben Yehuda, she'noi b'fnei ishtoi, that he was so particular with his wife that she shouldn't talk with anybody. He would close the door every time he left the house, v'yotze, and that's the way he left the house. Meaning, that was his level of expectation of his wife's behavior. And if she doesn't behave that way, that's what Beis Shammai would consider kimotza ba'erves davar, that she's not acting properly. Yesh l'chadim, there are other people, shezuv neifel l'tech kaisai, a fly flies into the cup, V'zarka, he discards the fly, v'shasei, and he drinks the cup. Zui midas kol adam, that's average people. Shemadabrasim achevah kriya, that a woman has relations with her brothers, with her close relatives, not that she speaks without sneis, u'menicha, and he allows her to live that way. V'yesh lecha adam, and then there's a person, shizvov noifel techa tamchoy, that the food falls into the fly falls into the food, and he doesn't even care. Might save oichloi. He eats the whole food. Zui made this adam raw, and that of course is a terrible behavior. Royas ishtoi. That's about a man who sees his wife yoitz of rosh perua, goes out with her hair uncovered, v'tava b'shuk, and she acts publicly in any way. U pruma mishnei tzedada. Her hands aren't properly covered with her clothing, for echetzes of bnei adam, and she washes with other people. Many rishonim say it's not to that degree, but she's not acting in a proper fashion. So Masha asks a question. First, Ramei was speaking about the fly in the cup, and the last one, he was speaking about the fly in the food. So he says that the reason the Gemara changed the examples, because he says it's impossible that there should be a person who sees a fly in his cup and drink the liquid without discarding the fly. But when it falls into the food, sometimes the food is very hot and it causes that the fly should dissolve. That's why the Gemara chose that example. Ask the Gemara, Ibn Adam, Rechetzes Ibn Adam Salkadatach, that is certainly also for a woman to go swimming with other men. It doesn't mean she swims together with them, but she does it in a public place. Ask the Gemara, such a woman, as we've been learning, a woman who acts in such a fashion, everybody should agree you would have to divorce her. Says the Gemara, the pasuk calls the second husband Acher. Lama, Loima, to teach us, Shein Zu Ben Zuga Lurishan. The second husband is not the same as the first husband. Zeh Haitzi Rishon Mitoch. This man, when he saw wife acting improperly, divorced her. And this woman, who the second husband knows, has this behavior, Zeh Nes Rosh Lotoch Beisai, took her into a house. That's why he's called Acher. And says, Zoch Sheinai, if the second one is Zoicha, the second one is privileged, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens his eyes, he, Shulcha, will send her away also. Shenema, as the Pasuk continues to say, V'snei Isha Achrein, that the second husband also dislikes her, V'kosh L'Sefer Krisis, V'nosin B'yodai. V'imlav, and if he's not Zoicha, Kavrosai, he will end up dying in his wife lifetime. Shenemar, oi kiyomis isha achron. Kedai b'meisei. He maybe even deserves that. Why does he maybe deserve that? Zeh, the first husband, when he saw that the wife acted improperly, he took the initiative and hoitzi rishon mebeisei. But Zeh, just the opposite, hichnes rosh mebeisei, brought such a wife into his home. The pasuk says, ube'eshes nerecha al yivoid kisona shelach. What does it mean, kisona shelach? If you hate this woman, shalach. If there's a dislike to the woman, even though maybe the reasons that we've been learning in today's shir that legitimize a divorce don't exist, but it's unfair to make your wife live with you when you dislike her. The pasuk says that somebody who divorces his wife, for no good reason, is a person who's disliked by Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'loi pligi, and says the Gemara, there's no machlokes. Haba zivik rishon, the zivik rishon, who is called Eishes Ne'urim, that we should try to avoid, such that wife we should avoid divorcing. Haba zivik sheni, the zivik sheni, that not the first marriage, is not as connected, and since it's not as connected, that then we don't have to, then, you know, they may get divorced. The Gross says that this is actually explained in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kiikach ish isha, speaking about the Zivik Rishon. And the Pasuk says, Kimatza, the only time you should divorce her, Kimatza Ervas Dava, the Kasala Sefer Krisis. But then the Pasuk says, V'sholchem Ibeis V'holch V'yisulish Acher. It's the Zivik Sheni. And here the Pasuk says, V'sane Ish Acherin. He just dislikes her. By his second wife, even if just the entire issue is that he dislikes her, even just the dislikes her, they can get divorced. I saw another pshat, that was pshat Zivik Rishon and Zivik Sheni. That Zivik Rishon, if a husband divorces a wife because his wife wants him to do what's right in Avodas Hashem, which is Rishon, which is the main reason a couple should get divorced, should get married. And if he is unhappy that his wife is pushing him in the direction to do better in his Avodas Hashem, that is terrible. Habas of Ksheni, there are other reasons to get married. And if a husband divorces his wife in those circumstances, because in the other areas, which aren't the primary areas why a husband and wife should be married, that isn't as terrible. Damar Belozer says the Gemara Kalmagarish Ishtei Rishona, whoever divorces his first wife for no acceptable reason, afilu mizbech mayor loftamos, the mizbech cries over this. Shenemar, v'zoy shenis tasu, k'sois dimas mizbech Hashem b'chi v'anoka, me'eir oy p'nois l'mincha, v'lkach s'rotzim v'yetchem, v'martem, and the Pasuk says, alma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu testifies between you and your wife, that you rebelled against her. She's the one that made you, that you got connected to, and now you divorce her for that reason. Then the halacha is the mizbeach meir of demos. So the Masha explains this Gemara. He says that we know that usually, when do a couple have children? By the first marriage. So explains the Masha, a couple has children with the first marriage, and when we know that when a couple has children, they have to bring kabbonis, and when a couple is still young, she becomes a zava, and she has to bring kabbonis. So the Masha says, Moira of the Mos, the Mizbeach cries because it's going to be deprived of all of these kabbonis. The Oilus Ephraim explains that every couple, just like Adam and Chava, were created as one, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated them into two. From what earth was Adam HaRishon created? So he says, Adam HaRishon was created from earth, from the Makom HaMizbeach. So he says, as long as the couple is together, the earth that was used to create Adam and Chava, and that's the same earth that's created to connect every married couple. But now, this couple separates. So the offer that was taken from the Mizbeach is upset that why was I taken if there wasn't a constructive purpose. And in fact, we learned that all the letters of the alabes can be combined. Except you never find in words, in Lashon Kodesh, the letters Gimel and Tes are combined. Why? Because the Mizbeach is there to bring kabbonis, to bring us closer. And the get represents just the opposite. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yudal Simen Tzadiches, why does the Gemara say afilu Mizbeach? Even the Mizbeach cries. What is meant with the word afilu? He says that when a person typically brings a carbon, so as we've learned, he does tshuva when he brings a carbon. And included in doing tshuva is crying. So the Mizbeach is not a stranger to tears. Says the Gemara that as much as the Mizbeach is not a stranger to tears, it sees and hears tears all the time. Those are tears of people doing tshuva. But tears of a couple who are getting divorced, those are tears that the Mizbeach can't take. And that's why Filu, even the Mizbeach, who is accustomed to tears, cannot withstand the tears of a Jewish couple that is getting divorced. I saw another pshat that the pasuk says that when Korach and his people came to argue with Moshe Rabbeinu, they took machtois. And ultimately, those machtois were used, tzipul mizbeach. Those pans were used to be a coating for the mizbeach. When a couple gets divorced and they didn't get along, the mizbeach cries. I had these machtois that remind us constantly that we ought to avoid machlaikas, and we're not following that lesson. And that's why the mizbeach cries. Another pshat that I saw is that the mizbeach is the makom hashchina, is where the shchina rests on the mizbeach. And we know if ish v'isha, a husband and a wife zachu, if they're zoicha, the shchina shayr b'neim, the shchina lives with them. Loi zachu, when they're not zoicha, we don't have the shchina. So says the Gemara, when we have a couple that's getting divorced, so what's happening is we're chasing away the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah that's supposed to be in their home will no longer be in their home. And then that causes the Mizbeach, whose purpose in the world is to bring the Shekhinah, cries because of that. Then when I saw one more pshat, we know that originally they had bamos. People brought kabanas on bamos. And then that was stopped, and everybody could only bring a carbon. Once the Beis HaMikdash was built, they could only bring a carbon on the Mizbeach. Why is that? The answer is because Bamos and the Mizbeach represents the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. That all of Klal Yisrael together, the only place that they bring a carbon is on the Mizbeach. The Bamos represent this unity. They represent that everybody builds their own Bama in the backyard, not representing a lack of achdus. The Mizbeach says, my whole purpose in being in the world is to foster achdus. And now, when this couple unfortunately is getting divorced, which is the opposite of achdus, so the Mizbeach married the Moz, because we want that there should be achdus in Klal Yisrael. And that's why, as we finish Masechta Gittin, which speaks about a couple that is separating, we get ready to learn Masechta Kedushin, which represents the epitome of Achdus, how a husband and wife come together to build a Jewish home, and from where the Shekhinah will be, and that ultimately will bring that the Mizbeach, which represents Achdus, will be rebuilt b'mehera b'yomeinu. Hanu lach, I'm Garish, v'slikulach Masechta Gittin.